From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. The Scenic Railroad through Colorado's Royal Gorge is expected to start running again today, following the death of one of its conductors. 28-year-old Leslie Casey was killed Saturday evening after she fell off the train and was run over. The Royal Gorge Route Railroad says their team has decided they would like to get back to work as the investigation into what went wrong continues. The multi-year project to fix the aging levee that protects downtown Pueblo from flooding is winding down for the season. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
During the last two winters, contractors removed the top of the nearly 3-mile-long Arkansas River levee and rebuilt about a quarter of it. Work to upgrade the embankment along a major tributary is nearing completion, too. Rick Kidd, who administers the district that oversees the levee, says the total project will end up costing more than the original estimates.
We know that we have repair work that is more serious than what we originally were aware of, and so we're looking at somewhere around $20 million.
City officials have applied for grants to fund expanded recreation on the river, and guidelines for painting murals on the levee are also in the works. The next phase of construction is expected to start in early November. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
And Colorado's top court says ski resorts can't be held liable for avalanches within their boundaries. Siding with the ski industry, the Colorado Supreme Court ruled 5-2 yesterday that avalanches are among the inherent dangers of skiing, covered by a law that limits lawsuits against the industry. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.